Welcome to Naples, Florida, Destiny Church. We're so glad that you're watching today. And I don't know where you're located, but if you type in that box right now where you're watching the service from, we'd love to hear from you. And if you have a prayer request, write it in the box below. We've got a team ready to pray for you and with you. And we're believing God that the Spirit of the living God is going to invade your home through this podcast, that the glory of God will fill your house. Listen, the virus may be all over the earth, but let me tell you something. God's glory is all over the earth. His presence is everywhere, and you can receive from God right in your living room today. So right now, from our living room, we're going to do worship into your living room. So why don't you just stand up right now and give God the praise, because He came out of that grave. God bless you, everybody.
I was buried beneath my shame. Who could carry that kind of weight? It was my tomb till I met you. I was breathing but not alive. All my failures I tried to hide. It was my turn till I met you. You called my name and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness into your glorious day. You called your mercy has saved my soul. Now your freedom is all that I know. The old made new, Jesus, when I met you, you called my name, and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness, into your glorious day. You called my name, and I need a rescue. My sin was heavy, but chains break at the weight of your glory. I needed shelter, I was an orphan. Now you call me a citizen of heaven. When I was broken, you were my healing. Now you
church, I wanted to go ahead and open up with a scripture, and 1 Corinthians 15, starting in verse 54, says, "Death has been swallowed up in victory. Death, where is your victory? Death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Church, you know, we have the victory in Christ Jesus. You know, as a church, we've hit some adversity. Hence why we're doing service here in a living room setting. But adversity isn't all bad. You know, all throughout the Bible, we see in God's people that they were struck with adversity. But every single time, God came through in a mighty way. You know, when adversity strikes in the natural, we advance in the spiritual. And we need to continue to pray as a unit. You know, I think of the story of David and Goliath, and the Philistines had a giant. The Philistines had Goliath, but God's people had a David. You know, scripture says that David ran at Goliath. He didn't sit back and wait for Goliath to come and conquer him, but he went after the giant. And you know, when the devil rises up against us, just like David, we need to go ahead and square our shoulders back, as Pastor Greg says, and say, you know what, you come at me with a sword and a shield, but we come at you in the name of the Lord. And when the devil tries to come at us with this coronavirus, we can say, you know, this microscopic sickness, we come at you in the name of the Lord, and we are victorious in Christ Jesus. You know, one of the lyrics to the song that we're about to sing, you take what the enemy meant for evil and you turn it for good. You know, church, I remember sitting in Pastor Greg's office a few years ago sharing something that I was going through personally. And I'll never forget his response to me in that moment. And what he shared with me was, you know, even though I'm in the middle of this circumstance, what truth am I standing on? What word am I applying to that situation? Even though in the natural I was going through some things, what truth was I standing on? And I believe that in this season that we're going through right now, it's no different. What truth are we standing on? You know, we serve a God that is not a defeated God, but a victorious God. You know, even in the natural, when things are happening all around us, what's God say about it? What's God's track record? You know, we serve a victorious God that turns everything around for good. You know, I think of the story of Joseph and how he was not only blessed, but he was destined for greatness. But his brothers got jealous of him and he was sold into slavery. And even after he was delivered out of that situation, he was blessed and destined for greatness again, and then found himself falsely accused by Potiphar's wife and thrown into jail. You know, Joseph went through seasons where his circumstances didn't match in the natural what was spoken over him, but God was moving. And you know, we know how the story ends, that Joseph went on to rule for many years. And when he was reunited with his brothers that sold him into slavery, they were afraid and fearful of what Joseph was going to do. And in Genesis 50, verses 20 and 21, Joseph responded, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish now what is being done, the saving of many lives. So then don't be afraid. I will provide for you and your children." And he reassured them and spoke kindly to them. You know, I believe that we need to receive that word today as God is speaking it to us, to not be afraid, to take what the enemy meant for evil and turn it for good, to accomplish what is now being done on earth. And you know, what is being done? Families are gathering all over the country, all over the world, and lifting up the name of Jesus in living rooms. I truly believe that God is restoring families in this time. He said, "Don't be afraid. I will provide for you and your family." He reassured them. Church, we have a reassuring God. He is not a defeated God, but a victorious God, alive and moving, moving in homes all over the world. So I just want to encourage you as we go back into worship, gather with your family and press into what God is doing. You know, let's not just sit back and watch the service, but let's participate in what God is doing. God is a victorious God. So let's step into that victory today. God bless you.
Prosper, and when the darkness falls, it won't prevail. 'Cause the God I serve knows only how to triumph, and my God will never fail. Oh, my God will never fail. And I'm gonna see. Turn it for good. Yes,
Good morning, Destiny Church. What a blessing it is for us to be able to worship in our homes. You know, Psalms 84 says, "How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty, for I long to enter your courts of the Lord." It goes on to say that with my whole body, being, and my soul, I will sing joyfully to the living God. Verse 6 says, "When we walk through the valley of weeping, it becomes a place of refreshing springs." It's where pools of blessings collect after the rains. Verse number 10 says, "For a single day in your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. So I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God." Church, I want to encourage you today to be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord, to look to God in this season. You know, nothing escapes His glance. He starts at the beginning, at the end, all at the same time. You know, we serve an omnipotent God. You know, He works without fatigue on our behalf. God is omnipresent. He's already there before we even get there. David declared, "Where can I go from the presence of you, O Lord?" We serve a God that is omniscient. He knows what tomorrow holds for you and I. He is an all-knowing God. And there is something about the presence of God when it touches you. There's something about the presence of God when it draws us closer to Him. God, we look to You. That is our prayer today. God, we look to You. You know, one of my favorite people in the Bible, his name is Obed-Edom. He's in the Old Testament. Obed-Edom was a man who had a family, and he had an opportunity like never before. You see, David was bringing the Ark of the Covenant back to the palace, and an incident took place which caused the presence of God, this Ark of the Covenant, to get rerouted, and they put it in the house of Obed-Edom. It's one of my favorite stories. It's something like what we're going through right now. We get the opportunity to bring the presence of God into our house. Can you just imagine, once that Ark of the Covenant got there, the Ark of the Covenant that held the Ten Commandments, that held the manna, that held Aaron's rod that budded, the very thing that was pitched with gold inside and out, the very thing that had the cherubim hovering over the mercy seat, the place where God would forgive sins and His mercy would be extended. That very thing, that very presence of God, that very tangible thing was in Obed-Edom's house. That presence of God changed Obed-Edom and his family. It says in the Bible that Obed-Edom's house got blessed. It means that his crops grew, his livestock grew,
His kids didn't even need braces because they got so blessed. That is the experience that we get in the prosperity of God's presence. Obed-Edom's house got blessed because of God's presence being in there. And over these coming weeks and days that we are experiencing this, this is exactly what we're wanting. We want God's presence to reign in our life. It's a place where we can declare, God, we are looking to you. It's our prayer, it's our worship. And I want to encourage you over the rest of the service today and in the coming days to invite God into your home on a whole new level. I have to imagine that Obed-Edom's kids, years down the road, would have to look back and think, what an incredible thing that we got to participate in. Those kids got to experience God's presence in their home greater than ever before because of the willingness of Obed-Edom to invite God's presence in their home. I want to encourage you as we look to God today, invite God's presence in your home. Make it to a memorial from this day forward that you can, over time, look back and say, look what the Lord did and how he changed and blessed our house. Church, we love you, and I want to declare this to you, that God is in control. God, we truly look to you today. That's our prayer.
God, I look to you, how of your
Amen. I'm so thankful that we have a God that we can look to, a God that is in heaven, and He sent His Holy Spirit here on the earth for you and I. You know, as we look to God, Isaiah said, I saw the Lord. He was high and lifted up, and His train filled the temple. If we could only realize that God's glory is filling the earth right now. The Bible says the earth is the Lord's, and His glory is filling the earth. We may be in our homes worshiping right now, but right now the glory of God is with us, and His presence is filling your home today. I want to remind you to continue to give to the local church. I pray that you've connected with us here at Destiny Church, but wherever you may be watching from right now, we want you to give to that local mission. And I pray that you would reach out and allow the Holy Spirit to use you to meet the needs of others. You know, we are so encouraged with God's word. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 20, it said all the promises of God are yes and amen. His promises are true. And we've got to grab a hold of the promises of God and realize that God is going to supply all of our need according to His riches in Christ Jesus. And so if you're experiencing a tight time, if you're experiencing lack, listen, the best way to defeat that spirit that's trying to destroy and steal, kill, is to give. And when you give, when you open your home to communion every day and prayer and seeking God, you're going to see God bless you, and He's going to provide for you because His promises are yes and amen. So right now, I just want to remind you that there are three ways to give here at Destiny Church. Throughout the week, if you have your tithes, you can bring them over to the church. You can put it in the mailbox, or you can bring it over, and usually there's someone at the church you can get it to. Also, you can give online, and right now on the screens, we're putting on there the number to text to give. You can text to give. You can give through texting. But whatever which way you choose to give, remember to be faithful in the little, and God makes you ruler over much. Amen. We thank everybody for your giving. Let's pray and thank God for the blessing over the church. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to give back. We thank you that you have supplied this church with all spiritual blessing, and you've blessed us with resources. Lord, we have missionaries that we support all around the earth, and God, the benevolence giving, God, I thank you that you've called us to increase, and we're not going to slow down. God, we're going to look ahead, and we see great things coming. We don't see gloom and doom. We see the church arising with power and might. And I thank you, Lord, that you're going to use this church to bring revival to our city and to this region and to the four corners of the earth. And God, we just thank you for all that you're doing in our hearts and in our lives. And we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, everybody, for giving to Destiny. We'll continue to support our missionaries. We'll continue to believe God for outreach for our community. And I just thank you. And I just want to say, I've asked Zach to come. Zach's going to share with you some things from his heart. Zach is a great man of God that runs our healing rooms every Monday. We're so proud of what Zach is doing. And he's also taking teams out on the street and doing street ministry. He's got a passion in his heart for the Lord. And we're excited to have Zach as a part of our team. And we give God all the glory. I love you. And we'll see you soon. God bless.
Hello, family. Cornerstone. It's one of my favorite worship songs. It's actually a hymn. It originated in, like, written in 1800s, so it's made its way through lots and lots of plagues and sicknesses. It's been sung on battlefields. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love. Through it all, He is Lord, Lord of all. Jesus Christ is our cornerstone. He's the foundation. And in masonry, when they're laying the foundation, That is the cornerstone is the first brick. It's on the corner where all other bricks are laid. And they all have to line up with that brick. So in this time where everything's shaking, things are even shaking down to their foundation, we need to be firmly planted on Jesus Christ, our cornerstone. And anything that doesn't line up with His word and line up with who He is not a brick of light. It's a dark brick. We've been called out of darkness and into light. So in the kingdom that He's building inside of us, in this foundation that we're building upon, sometimes we can take bricks and stack them on, and they were never intended to be there. And like the lyric says, He is the anchor in the veil. Jesus is anchored in the Holy of Holies, in the kingdom of light, in that place to where we walk out and we go into stores and we go to work and we experience things in the world. And the only way we have access to the Holy of Holies is by Christ's blood. We have inherited righteousness, an imputed righteousness. We are born from the incorruptible seed of Christ Jesus. And He loves us so dearly, and He cares about us so much that He came and He bore our sickness and our disease and our iniquities. And He was bruised and whipped and spit on and mocked for our sickness and our disease. And we claim the salvation of Christ, but with that we should claim healing. And as we come together and we band together as a nation and decreeing and declaring healing and wholeness over the Florida, over our cities, over a nation, over Canada and Mexico and throughout the whole world, we are in this time where things are, we're not used to it. It's different. We've been taken out of our realm of comfort. And that's why God sent the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is a comforter. He wouldn't send a comforter if things were always going to be comfortable. So we may not be in church buildings. Jesus tore down the temple, or at least the Pharisees thought that he would, but he was talking about himself, right? We are the temple, we are the body of Christ. He dwells in us, no matter where we are, there he is. So I just pray that the Holy Spirit floods our living rooms right now, that he floods and touches our hearts, and that we rise up in prayer and intercession for a nation, for my people who are called by my name, will humble themselves, seek my face. I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. I believe God is dispatching angels. I believe the Holy Spirit is on the move on the face of the earth. And we're going to see the biggest move of God that we've ever experienced in our lifetime. And on the other side of that, there's going to be a rising up of the people that he's purified the language. He's purified the people. He's shaken off all of the religious shackles. He's broken it down to what he ultimately initially created it for, was oneness and relationship with him. So in our homes, come together in this time. Where everyone else is saying separate, come together as a family, come together as a unit. Husbands, this is a call to husbands and a call to wives and a call to children to bring the unity in the home. Satan wants to divide, but God works all things together for good for those who love him and are called according to his purposes. So saints, for such a time as this, let us bind together to radiate and share and shine God's glory to the earth. They would say, we will not be shaken. We will not be moved. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Let us not build our hopes on a building of a church. We're called outside of the four walls anyway. And then the word in 2 Corinthians 4:18, it says, so we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things which cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone. But the things we cannot see will last forever. So church, let's cast our gaze upon Jesus Christ, the hope of our salvation, the hope of glory, the hope for our homes, the hope for our families, the hope for our nation, and the hope for the world. So just be mindful to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, the solid rock of our faith, our foundation, and his Spirit gives life to our mortal bodies. Also being careful of what bricks that we're stacking on this fortress that we're building, and everything has to be established on Jesus Christ, our chief cornerstone. So I just speak peace to the mind, peace, Lord, that you give to people, not as the world gives, so the world cannot take it away. So I just pray against any fear-based media, any fear-based teaching, and I decree in love, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit to fill the hearts and the homes, Lord God. I speak healing over every family that may be struggling in affliction or fear, if that cough may be the sickness, Lord, or anybody who's in the hospital, Lord, and they're in quarantine and they're alone, to know that they are not alone, that you are with them, and you will never leave them nor forsake them. And I just pray a blanket, an enveloping, hugging love from you, Holy Spirit, just to wrap them up and comfort them, to heal them, restore them, and make them brand new. We thank you, Jesus, that by your stripes we're healed. We declare the blood of Jesus over the city of Naples, over the city of Bonita, and let it spread across Florida. Let revival healing fire flow from Florida into all the nations of the world. And we thank you, Lord, that you are doing far more, exceedingly abundantly above and beyond all we ask or imagine. And I'm imagining people flooding the streets with raised hands in jubilation, raising their hands, praising the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Blessed be thy name, Jesus, and bless you, everyone watching. I love you dearly. God bless you.
Trust the sweetest frame.
but wholly trust in Jesus' name. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love. Through the storm, He is Lord, Lord of all. When darkness seems to hide His face, I rest on His unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. My anchor holds within the veil. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's blood. Through the storm, He is Lord, Lord of all. He is Lord, He is Lord, He's Lord of all. Christ alone, cornerstone, be made strong in the same. Shall come with trumpet sound. Oh, may I there in Him be found, dressed in His righteousness alone, flawless to stand before the throne. When He shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in Him be found, dressed in His righteousness alone.
everybody. I'm really excited to be singing this next song. It came out just a few weeks ago, and I've been playing it on repeat. And as I've been praying about what to say and what to exhort you with, I've been just feeling like that the Lord wants to put a fire in our hearts to really understand what we're about to be singing here. It's a song called The Blessing. And as we've been going through life the past few weeks, there's been a lot of news, a lot of negative media, and honestly, rightfully so, with everything that's been going on. But in all reality, there's a blessing that is here and that is present. God is not socially distancing himself from us. He's very near and very present. And as we just continue to fill our minds with all the stuff we may be seeing on Instagram, on Fox, on CNN, and all these negative things, it fills our mind more so that we're not able to focus on what the Lord is saying here in this moment. And what the enemy would love to do is to get us distracted from all of these things that God is trying to use and get us discouraged and weighed down and so negative in everything that we say that the only thing we're talking about is all the negative stuff that's going on around us. When in reality, God wants to use us to go on the offense, that if we're going to be sitting at home, we're sitting at home in our prayer closets, praying over our country, our governors, our friends, our family. If you see a negative news article about a celebrity or one of their families, you're praying over that person because there's power in prayer. Like, just because we're not in the church building doesn't mean we don't have to be the church inside our own homes. God wants to place that fire that's in our church services. He wants to place that in our homes and in our hearts so that when people encounter us, they ask us, why are you so hopeful? And you get to say, it's because I'm blessed. And so as we sing the song, what makes it so powerful is that it's all scripture. Everything that we're about to be singing is scripture here. So my prayer is that we all, as we sing the song together, just get a deeper revelation for what it's like to be blessed by God. And our prayer today, specifically for you, is that the Lord would bless you and that the Lord would keep you.
The Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you, be gracious. Lord, turn his face to you and give you peace. The Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. 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 Amen.
His favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family and your children and their children and their children. May His favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family and your children and their children and their children. May His favor be upon you. Receive your blessing. Oh yes, Lord, we receive it. We say yes and amen. We say yes and amen. Oh, you are for us. Yes, you are.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, everybody, for watching. I'm so encouraged with all the words that God has given us today. The blessing of the Lord is filling our homes. Isn't that the heart of the gospel? That it would not be in a church setting, it would be in a home setting. That revival will break out of our homes. Revival starts in the families. It starts in the homes. And when we get on fire for God, when our homes begin to look like and represent the kingdom of God, and our children see that something's changed in our lives and our families, they're going to know that God's pouring out His Spirit. I just encourage you today, if you've been watching this service and God spoke to your heart, open your heart to receive the blessing. The blessing isn't in stuff. It isn't in finances. It isn't in cars and houses and jobs. The blessing is in the presence of the living God. We exist to host His presence. And I'm speaking over you today, the blessing. Receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. I want us to pray right now. And if you're just a little distant, maybe you've been watching too much news and there's too much fear in your heart, there's too much anxiety over your life, if you would pause right now and ask Jesus to fill your life again, I believe His presence will sweep into your home, into your car, or wherever you may be watching right now. Let the glory of God fill your life. Pray this simple prayer with me. Jesus, I believe You died on a cross for my sins, and I give You my life. I surrender my heart and my life to You, and I'm asking You right now to fill me with Your blessing. Fill me with Your presence. Let Your presence consume me. Let me think more about what You're doing than what the enemy is doing. The curse is all over the earth right now. The virus is all over the earth, but God's glory is filling the earth. His glory is greater than the curse. His presence is greater than the distractions of the enemy. I speak blessing over you and your family today. I pray that you've received from God, and I want to encourage you. If you haven't started yet, maybe you're right in the middle of it with us, we're asking everybody to take the Holy Communion Challenge, that you would take time in your home every day from now to Easter to have Holy Communion, that you would open your heart to receive. You say, well, I don't have the elements. I don't have unleavened bread, and I don't have juice here. And well, you use what you have. If you've got a cracker, if you've got the other day, my wife and I, all we had was a bagel. So we broke a little piece off the bagel and we sat down at the table with just some apple juice and a little piece of bagel. And before we took that bread and that cup, we began to pray over that. And we began to ask God to bless this and make it holy, Lord, that we received the body of Jesus into our lives. And we took that cup and said, God, it may be apple juice in this cup, but it represents Your blood, God. And we received the blood. We received the blood covering over our doors, over our windows, God. We thank You that our house is covered by the blood of Jesus. And Father, we apply that blood to the doorpost of our heart. That's communion. That's what it's all about. It's about fellowship with God. And I pray that each and every one of us would take the opportunity with our families to have communion, or by yourself, have communion and invite the presence of the Lord to fill your home. Amen. If you've received Jesus today, why don't you type in the box and say, hey, I prayed that prayer and I believe God has filled my home. My mind is being renewed. Old things are passed away and all things have become new. I'm going to walk with Jesus. Type it in the box. I'm following Jesus. Every one of you that are following Jesus right now, it'd be good to hear from you to write in that box, I'm following Jesus. Because we believe that's the key, that this whole pandemic that's going all over our country right now is an opportunity for the glory of the Lord to fill our homes. That we would receive His presence into our homes, because revival starts in the home. And we'll have corporate gatherings again soon. We're all going to gather together soon. But when we have a revival in our home, that now translates into a revival in our church. And the glory of God is going to fill this place and the atmosphere. And the people around us, our neighbors, our family members are going to come to know Jesus. This is the time of the harvest. This is the year of the great harvest. It's a year of miracles and supernatural signs and wonders. And though you see right now, you see darkness and you see fear and you see a pandemic with this coronavirus, I'm telling you, that's not what we're going to end up with, because the end is better than the beginning. And we're going to end up with a revival. God's going to do it. He's going to pour His Spirit out. I'm speaking to you and encouraging you today. The best is yet to come. And I just bless you. I pray that you'll join us in the communion challenge, and I pray that you'll bless your family. I pray peace is flooding your home. I pray that the words that were preached today through Pastor Tim and through Pastor Jason and Zach and myself and Johnny, Pastor Johnny did a great job today. I pray that you would receive these words of encouragement and that your life will forever be marked on this day when the Spirit of God came into your home and touched your life. Amen. Thank you, everybody, for watching today. Tune in next week. We'll be right back preaching the gospel and sharing the good news that God has a plan and a purpose for every life. Thank you for watching Destiny Church. I love you more than pizza. We'll see you soon.